Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Imagine being a hockey player. Like, I got the game on right now, the Rangers-Capitals game. There was just another fight. Like, you just, like, you get on the ice and then someone just starts punching you in the face. You couldn't pay me money to do this. You couldn't pay me.
I'm right there with you. I think
all
more of this
fights coming up right now. Like, literally, like, this is crazy. So, like, a face-off, they immediately drop the gloves, everyone separates, and two guys are fighting right now. There's been, like, six fights already in the game.
One of my favorite, when cutting hockey highlights when I was at ESPN, one of my favorite, like, cutaway sequences is when there are so many penalty minutes that the penalty box is, like, seven people in each penalty box, basically, and they cut to it, and it's basically, like, a powwow of, like, just guys, like, having a drink, basically, and chilling, because there's nine of them in the same enclosed space. Like, there's not even enough place for them to sit, basically, so maybe I'm guessing we're going to get some sequences like that in this game, and, like, do they have to, like, stop having the game at some point? Like,
I'm literally watching this right now. They literally, like, the face-off happens, or the puck is dropped.
Right.
The two gloves players on the face immediately, and, like, they look at each other, and they don't, like, start fighting immediately, as if this was, like, pre-met. They were like, okay, like, now it's our turn. And they, like, circle around a little bit, and then it's barbaric and tremendous at the same time, because, like, the Rangers and Capitals players were all, like, hitting their sticks on the ice, like, more. This is whacked, man.
When does it end, and how does the game not take 7 hours then at this point? I mean, just if there's going to be, like, that level. I mean, what's, like, 7:22? What are you, like, 3 minutes into the game? I
mean, it's wild, man. All right, joining us now to talk about the Rangers Capitals and, you know, more importantly, how we can win money betting on the Stanley Cup playoffs is our good buddy Chris Abbott from Cool Bet in Canada. He is on Twitter at Cool with the C, Cool Bet, and then Chris with the K, K-R. IS. Chris, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Audio Network Wednesday. Are you too watching this? I saw our buddy Rob Bazzola on Twitter has said this is like a midweek UFC event. Are you watching this MMA stuff fight on ice right now between the Rangers and the Capitals?
I am, yeah. I mean, six guys in the penalty box on each side. I'm really surprised, guys, to be honest with you, because this stuff happens frequently in the NHL, right? And it's a lot of talk, and then nothing happens. Like, it's the most boring game ever. Not the case here tonight. You guys remember, like, God, it's probably 10 years ago now when the Rangers and Devils had that big brawl off the opening draw, like 5-on-5? That's the first time I've seen something like this since then.
Yeah, I mean, that answers the question, are you surprised by it? Were you also kind of surprised, Chris, by... Okay, so there's this Tom Wilson sequence, that's the on-ice thing, but then there's all this stuff off the ice. You have the not just the Rangers issuing the statement, and a statement, by the way, like, condemns a very specific, like, representative of the NHL and a member of the bureaucracy, but then the stuff with their front office and everything. Like, how surprised are you by kind of all this stuff off the ice, as well?
You just don't see it, right? And I know Nick is happy to go on a Dolan rant, because I know, like, that's a something happening here as well. Like, he's another factor, but the league's head offices are in New York City. The Rangers are one of the, you know, marquee franchises of the entire National Hockey League, despite their, you know, recent lack of success. And it just doesn't happen. Like, a member team doesn't come out and call for the removal of someone at the head office. It doesn't happen in any league. Like, it's very, very rare. And incidentally, and I'm way behind on a lot of my pop culture stuff, but I'm working my way through Ballers right now. And it's like that. Like, you don't call out the league. The league will get you.
Dude, Ballers, I watched one episode of it because I love The Rock. And, like, I think they debuted the first episode after the series finale of Entourage. Yeah. I think I gave it, like, three or four episodes. I think it might be the worst television show ever made. So, Chris, like, love having you on the show, but I do have to question your television choices here.
Well, I also love The Rock. I mean, if you don't love The Rock, who doesn't love The Rock? But I, you know, I'm in a quarantine right now because I left Toronto, went to my home province, and I had to do a 2-week isolation. So I was like, what have I not watched?
And so this is your punishment. That's what you're saying, right? That's
it's what it is. Like, it's not.
Hey, you know what's worse than COVID? The ballers. Right. Sorry,
ballers on a loop, and you can't turn it off.
All right. Well, I don't hate it, but I'm not going to defend it clearly in this forum because I'm not going to win. But yeah, so it's you know, it is rare. It's very, very rare to see this stuff happen. You know, calling out the league. Listen, there's been worse done in the NHL. That's not been deemed a suspension, but you know, Tom Wilson is certainly a repeat offender. These are the things they used to handle themselves in the NHL, and now, just like our society, there's a whole lot of whining and complaining about it. So, you know, this is just where we are as a people right now, I think.
All right. Well, where we need to be as a people, Chris, is getting some winners for the Stanley Cup playoffs. I know the playoffs haven't started yet. We're still, next weekend or whatever, but starting soon. What is the number one thing that you were most excited for betting-wise as we get set to enter the Stanley Cup playoffs? Could be like a team you want to ride, a specific angle, anywhere you want to take it, Chris. The thing that excites you most about betting this year's Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, well, the thing I'm most excited about is the game starting to mean something again, because as we've talked about before in this show, these teams have all played each other 8, 9, 10 times, and it's getting, outside of what's happening in Manhattan right now, it's getting a little mundane. It's a little boring. There's, you know, teams that are locked into a position or sitting their guys out. It's kind of like week 16, 17 in the NFL, right? You're just waiting for the playoffs to hit. So that's the first thing I'm looking forward to, is the games meaning something again. In terms of teams to bet on, I always say I like to bet against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I've talked about this on the show before, just because of the hype, and just because they're always overvalued, which means the series price on their opponent in the playoffs is going to be better than fair. It's going to be better than, I would say better than market value, but I mean, that will be the market, and the market will dictate that you're going to get a good price. So I look forward to betting against the Leafs in the first couple of rounds, series price wise, just because I don't think, and history has shown, that this team tends to fail, and they have not had success, and I'll be happy to bet against their failures, or bet against their non-success one more time. And so I'll be on that. There's also, you know, speaking of this division with the Capitals in it, there's some long shot odds on the Caps, on the Pens, on the Islanders heading into the playoffs. And I think they're going to be valuable teams. Only one of them can come out of the division, but I think there's some good long shot value on all of them.
Chris, with the NBA playoffs, something that we've tried to do, I think, a lot, is try to figure out, okay, like, none of these games mean anything. I think there's a lot of parallels with hockey in this way, right? So none of these games really matter right now, but with injured superstars, like, what are we going to get game one of the playoffs, right? So in the NBA, we're trying to figure out, what version of LeBron are we going to get? What version of Kevin Durant are we going to get? Is James Harden going to come back and play in the playoffs? There's all these question marks around these star players. In hockey, I know with Washington and also with Tampa Bay, there are some questions. What are some injuries with those two teams and maybe some other teams that we should kind of be keeping an eye on, because it really might swing some of these game lines?
Yeah, absolutely. Alexander Ovechkin, who's been generally healthy through most of his illustrious career, he's had some injury troubles down the stretch here. He's a tough guy, and I expect that he'll be back in fine form come opening round for the Caps. But we've been getting pretty good prices on the Washington Capitals all year. If you remember, they were one of the first teams to kind of go through a COVID shutdown and losing guys from COVID. So, you know, they lost a lot of games early, and I don't know the market really ever readjusted to them. So I do think you're going to get some pretty good value on the Caps going into the playoffs. And then in Tampa Bay, they've got a whole different thing there. Their best player, one of the best players in the league, Nikita Kucherov, has been out all year. In the NHL, with the long-term injured reserve, the salary cap doesn't matter in the playoffs. So he's been sitting on long-term injured reserve for the entire season. So they've maxed out their salary cap, and now they're going to get their best player back, not counting toward the salary cap. They kind of worked around it when they won the Stanley Cup a year ago as well. So it is a way for a team like Tampa Bay maybe to have a little jump on the competition come playoff time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, Wednesday, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Chad, and NHL with our friend Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada at Cool Bet Chris, K-R-I-S, on Twitter. Chris, break down the Western Conference for us. What should we be looking forward to betting as it concerns the NHL's Western Conference at the start of the playoffs? Easy for me to say.
Well, it's going to be the hardest one to get out of, if you ask me. I know the East is strong. The Canadian division, the Central, there's a couple of contenders. But, you know, you've got Colorado and you've got Vegas. They've been at the top of the board all year. But here come the St. Louis Blues, who a couple of seasons ago went from obscurity to the Stanley Cup. And they've been kind of grinding their way back in. And Minnesota's down there, too. But I think Minnesota was a team that was good early on, maybe not as good lately. And I think the Blues, a little bit of veteran presence there. Maybe they kind of played the long game through the regular season, playing a bit of possum, like our old friend Gorilla Monsoon would say. So I think the St. Louis Blues could be a sneaky team. Now, here's the thing. Colorado, Vegas, really, really good. But I think St. Louis is going to make it tough. And if you're looking for a long shot, they could be a team to pull an upset.
Chris, I know Minnesota and Vegas has been, you know, kind of a topic of conversation you brought up. They're both kind of contenders, played a lot of games against each other, and Vegas has won 5 straight in that series. They play tonight. Game starts in about a half hour, and I know Colorado plays later as well against San Jose. You just went through a lot of those contenders. Anything you like in those two games tonight?
You know, Ken, I've been really careful with the NHL coming down the stretch because, like I said, it's really hard to tell. But when you look at the games later tonight, it's almost a pick 'em with Vegas and Minnesota. And then Colorado, a massive favorite against San Jose. One of the things with San Jose, they make things tough. So San Jose +1.5 at home at -105, I'm looking at right now. Don't hate it. Like, I really don't hate that at all. But the thing is, Colorado could put up a 6 spot at any time. But for a sleepy game on a Wednesday night, that might not be a bad sneaky pick for San Jose there. And anytime I get Vegas -150, and I'm looking at them right now, I think you got to take them. I just think they're a better team than Minnesota overall.
Chris, what's the best HBO show of all time?
The best HBO show of all time. That you know what? I've had this discussion with a lot of people lately. Not so much that, but who makes the best content? For me, it's HBO. I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones, obviously, but Westworld is also one of my favorites. The first season and a half. Entourage, of course. There's so many. What's yours?
Okay, there you have it. Chris, great job, buddy.
What's yours? Is what he asked.
I thought he said good choice. Okay.
Oh, what's? I thought he asked what yours was. Maybe that's bad.
Sopranos, probably. Wire, Game of Thrones. There are a lot. It's good. Curb. I mean, what do you think? If you had to pick one,
Sopranos or Wire?
Sopranos, right?
Yeah. Like, I read the Game of Thrones books like 20 years before the show came out. So like, I want to say Game of Thrones, but the last season is such a disaster that like,
can't be Game of Thrones, I think, to me. Yeah. I just don't think we can get there. And just, it would be one thing if it was like Game of Thrones and it was up against not other like Hall of Fame level shows,
yeah.
Where you could still pick it. But if it's going up against Sopranos or it's going up against The Wire, I mean, like no shot. For me, it's The Wire. I mean, just like, I think I was more into like the nuance and detail of that show than even Sopranos, which I actually watched after the fact. I watched like rented all the DVDs from Blockbuster, which sort of dates how old that show is at this point. One of those two, I think for me it's Wire, but I can understand how that's personal preference. Deadwood, a lot of people like too. That's another one.
And plus, like I live in Staten Island, New York, so like The Sopranos is a reality show for me. So it's like it's whatever, you know. It's like, you know, I don't even have to. I do
put
love
in
that,
lots of bits.
I do love the fact, by the way, and like very underrated is like the intro sequence of The Sopranos, where normally it's everyone driving from New Jersey into New York, and in the opening sequence, he's driving from New York into New Jersey, which I always thought was pretty cool. All right, Chris, good stuff, buddy. Everyone hit him up on Twitter at CoolBetChris. Check out CoolBet Canada. Good luck. Stay well, Chris. Hope you're out of the quarantine soon, in all seriousness, and that Canada gets its act in gear, you know, our friends up north.
Yeah. Enjoy ballers.
enjoy ballers. We'll talk.
Mine's mandated. I've got my first dose of the vaccine. I'm healthy. It's just a regulation of the province that I came to.
Yeah,
but
that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Regulation of the province. That's what we all say.
Right? All right, buddy. Be good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys. Take care.
That's our friend. That's our friend, Chris Abbott. Love Chris. Remember quarantine?
Oh, man. Remember betting on like fake Madden simulations, and now I'm like staring at an odds board of 35 of every single type of game.
I will never forget staying up until like 2 a.m. to watch KBO.
Yes.
And they did like an hour long in-game interview with either, I don't know which Tim is it is. It's either Eric or Marcus Timms, the one that was on the Brewers. And sure. I'm thinking to myself, like, it was in that moment where I felt like, we are in a simulation and it's open. Like it's at this
KBO hour long interview. That's amazing. I remember waiting
at 3 o'clock
the whole
the
day morning. Being excited to be like, oh man, in like 12 hours, The Last Dance Part 4 is on. This is going to be so good. It's like 8 a.m. I'm like, oh man, in 12 hours, this sports documentary about something 20 years ago is going to be so good.
It's bizarre, man.
Yeah. Let's bet on some golf.
All right. We'll close the show with golf bets. And, you know, probably some other stuff too, because let's be honest, golf bets ain't taking us 14 minutes. So we'll be back after this to close out a Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet.
Ballers.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL audio network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.